Blog Talk Radio.
About today, I'm going through a healing process, and
I realized as I was talking today, I must have talking too much because I went out in the air and my throat started hurting again, and I was binding and all kinds of stuff and binding and loosing and rebuking and everything, because I was like, we're not going to miss this one, amen, because I know God's going to do some awesome things tonight, amen.
Amen.
So we're going to go ahead and, like Lovey said, and Lovey, you ready for me to open up in prayer?
Please, please. Amen.
Okay, yes, amen. Let us go before the throne of grace and just thank him today. God, we just bless your name, God. We honor you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are such a great God. We thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come together. Lord God, we thank you for this new year that we are celebrating, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that it is a new year and that you are so graceful and so merciful to us, Lord, that you allowed us to enter into another new year, Father God. So we'll be mindful, Lord God, that as we go throughout the year, that we would just continue to glorify you and honor you for who you are, Lord God, not just for the things that you do, but because you are the God of all nations and because you are the healer and the deliverer. You are our salvation, our righteousness, God. So we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for everyone who's on the line tonight. We ask in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. We acknowledge your presence. And we just ask, Holy Spirit, that you just cover the airwaves, that everyone will hear clearly through the airwaves, and that they will hear in their spirits and in their hearts, and that they receive what it is that you have to say through your vessel, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that as we leave this line tonight, that we will get a greater understanding of unity, Lord God, because we know that you are not a God of chaos or confusion, but you are a God of unity. And so, God, we want to be in order with you, Lord God. We want to be in order with your will, Lord God. We want to be in order with your way, Lord God. We want to be obedient to you, Lord God. And so whatever it is, Father God, that's on our hearts and our minds tonight, Father God, if there's any questions about unity, let it be settled before anyone leaves this line tonight, Lord God, that we will go forth from this point on seeking unity within the body of Christ. So we thank you, Lord God. We bless you. We pray for our host, Lord God. We pray for continual healing and Pastor Keisha, Lord God. And we just thank you, God, for allowing us to be a vessel. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for the blood, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the blood. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just bless the name of the Lord tonight. Yes, Lovey, when you were talking about when you said unity, oh, wow, I was just reading in 1 Corinthians about unity, and that's something that's real heavy and real deep. In the church today.
This is prior to us discussing what we were going to discuss tonight? Or after, Lovey?
I'm sorry?
Is this before or after?
No. That's just part of what we were discussing, Lovey. Go ahead.
Awesome. The Lord gave it to me when you were speaking to me, and you said that we were peas in one pot or something like that. And he says,
2 feet to the pot.
it's good that we have unity, that we have a relationship, that we can communicate with each other, be familiar with each other. But one of the things that he was sharing with me is that the enemy constantly tries to bring division, not only in the body of Christ, but he brings division between the relationship with us and God.
Mm-hmm,
the accuser of the brethren. He's always going before God, trying to convince God that we are not worth it because he hates us. He literally hates us. So he comes through the church. He already has the world, but he comes in the church, and he's always ministering to other people about other people. And we got to cast on all imagination to exalt itself above Christ. We really got to be unified as one body. We're not even talking about just in one particular church, but I'm talking about the body of Christ. Sometimes the world, I know that people might get mad at this, sometimes some of the people in the world is more closer than Christians. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
It is.
That's very true. And you know, Lovey, sadly, sometimes we can get more support from the people who are of the world or in the world more than we get from our own. I mean, let's just keep it real, you know, and that's sad.
We're talking real, and it's sad, it's very
right.
sad. I know that some of us, some of my sisters and brothers have been in gangs, but the gangs, they stand together, united, mm-hmm. and they have each other's back, and we as Christians need to have each other's back. We can't continue to, be segregated. And my pastor can preach better than your pastor. My church is better than your church. Oh, stop with the madness. We all
right.
should be on one accord. We all have an anointed and a position in the Lord. And we should be, and we said it last week, we should be the best that we are in what God has called us to be. Promote each other, love on each other, push each other. Come on now. I love it, my sister Sophia. I just mentioned her name, and I know that she was taking time off, and she has her own show. But I just mentioned her name because the Lord told me, how about your sister? And I said, well, I don't want to bother her because, you know, she might be tired and whatnot. He says, no, just mention her name. And look what she did. She took my post and shared it on her page. That's unity. It's all about kingdom. It's all about loving each other and exposing each other and helping each other to go forward to finish the destiny that God has called us. When
right,
I asked you to
right.
be my co-host, you said, okay, I pray. The Lord has already told me to ask you because I already knew what God said. You said yes. All for kingdom building. See, we cannot be selfish with this thing. We got to be all about God. It should be all about God. If it gets to be all about God and not all about me and how good I can preach and how good I can pray, come on now. The enemy has won. It
mm-hmm.
should be all about kingdom, all about building and encouraging and motivating each other and loving on each other and appreciating each other and listen, and even rebuking each other in love.
In love, yes.
In love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about Acts. We talk about Acts 2 and how everybody was on one accord. And when they were on one accord, they had to be on one accord for the Holy Spirit to come.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that we be jumping and shouting because we are seeing, I'm going to tell it like a T.I.E. Because I see it with my own eyes as a pastor, and as God stripped some things from me and people from me, you know, people in church, and they jump in and shout it, and they're living like hellions. But it's
mm-hmm.
not the Holy Spirit. It's the emotional thing that they're going through. They're feeling emotion.
Right.
They're feeling the height of somebody else's anointing, and they're feeling good, and they're praising God, and they think that they're in unity with the body of Christ. But when you go out and you do your own thing, you're not only doing me, you're not only doing you, but you're doing the body. When I say that,
mm-hmm.
because one apple, you know, the world says that one bad apple can't spoil a whole bunch of stuff. No.
Mm-hmm.
One bad apple, spirits travel. Do you understand me?
Right.
Spirits
right.
travel. So we
yes,
got to be in a certain way so we can fulfill our destiny and help our brothers and sisters. We cannot be living like hellions and doing our own thing and then go and put on the mask. We back to mask again, the mask of praise and the mask of speaking in lying tongues. Come on now.
Right.
When
right.
you are not in a fellowship with God, you are not in fellowship with me.
Right.
Go ahead, lovey. I don't want to take the whole
Go ahead,
girl.
No, you're fine, lovey. That is true. Spirits does travel, you know, and that's why we have to be careful. People laying hands on us, and you know, you can't let everybody lay hands on you. You know, you can't let everybody pray over you. You don't know what's going on. You know, you don't know what they have in their spirit. So we have to be really in tune with what the Holy Spirit is saying. And
yeah.
as I was mentioning earlier, when I was reading in 1 Corinthians, you know, and it's just amazing because even then there was a big deal about who church was what and, you know, who church was best. And the thing of it is, it's not about, you know, whose church is the biggest and whose church is the smallest and whether it's Baptist, Methodist, or whatever. If we're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is love, then we need to be coming together on one accord. Because what happens is we have a younger generation that is under us. And if we're teaching our younger generation, you know, that it's okay to not be unified, then we're not teaching them the things of God. And so if we're just teaching them how to shout in church and how to speak, you know, how to show them how well we speak in tongues and just allow them to use their gifts, but we're not showing them that, you know, it's not about, you know, the building or the body, you know what I mean? It's about Jesus Christ, and we're off track ourselves. And I get so, you know, so get in an uproar when I see things like that, because of the simple fact we as the seasoned, you know, sometimes it seems like we forget all about our younger generation, Levy. I mean, we're supposed to be setting an example. If we're telling them that it's okay to, you know, be against another church, or, well, my pastor is better than your pastor, my choir sings better than your choir, well, if you keep it up, you're not going to have a pastor, you're not going to have a church, you're not going to have a choir, because that's out of order. And so we need to get back to the real deal about the situation. We have a generation that's coming up now that God wants us to be mentors to. And if we're showing them that it's okay to be fighting against another church or against another pastor, you know, sometimes, you know, you may have people sitting around talking about, and we know this happened, where the pastor said this and the evangelist said that, and, you know, around at the dinner table after you done fell out in church on Sunday, and then you come together on Sunday evening after the service, after you done got, you know, was filled with the Holy Ghost, and you're talking about what you don't like about the pastor, or you don't like the song that the choir sung, and the kids are listening. What are we doing? We planting rotten seeds in those babies. And what they do, they grow up, they hear those seeds, and they plant those same seeds. And so we have to come together as the body, and we have to show love as the body. We have to show the love of Christ as the body of Christ, you know, and walking in unity, undergirding each other, supporting each other, encouraging each other, just like you were saying. And when it comes to correction, correcting out of love, because if we don't get that correction, we can't grow properly.
Amen.
There's just no way we can do that. Amen.
Amen. That's so true. And we should set an example for our younger generation. And it's so empowering when you're unified. You ever seen, like, when people are on one accord and in one room, oh, my goodness, and the Spirit of the Lord comes. And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit takes over. It's like a peace, and people can, when you begin to speak in tongues, people can interpret your tongues. It's just awesome. And you know, the Lord was dealing with me, and He was dealing with me with Jehoshaphat. When Jehoshaphat had the vast army that was coming against him, what did they do? They all came together.
Right.
They came together. The Lord said they came together and fast and praise.
Right,
and when
they
came together to fast and praise, the prophet was was able to be used by God to tell
God,
them.
Right.
Come on now. Only when they came together, because the whole fact went alone and spoke to God.
Mm-hmm.
But when to fast and pray, the Lord spoke, amen, and said, this battle is not you, for it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know the power of unity when we come together as one body. The enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy, and we forget that we have an enemy, an adversary, who does not love unity. He will use one little thing to destroy a marriage, one little thing to destroy a ministry, one little thing to destroy a friendship. Why? Because the body of Christ, we are so stupid, sensitive to certain things. I'm not saying everybody, but some of us are so sensitive. We're always looking for errors. We're always looking for an issue, or what she's saying about me and what he's saying about me. We so want to be accepted, and we want to be embraced. What we need to do is be embraced by God, following his statutes and doing the things he's saying, how to do it. And God will take care of everybody else. We're so self-focused. These are the last days, and it's so sad, Lovey, that people are lovers of themselves. There's a great fall away from the church, because the church sometimes acts like the world. I'm not talking about every church, but sometimes we act like the world, behave like the world. Come on, we bring worldly things in the world. We should start preaching holiness. Start loving on each other. I'm going to speak it all through the show. Appreciating each other, motivating each other. Come together. When we see one fall short, pray.
Right.
We need to be a body that prays for one another, not talk and gossip, get on the telephone and tear down people and look for our fault. No. Our goal is to bring unity to the body of Christ. Sensitive. Come on now. God don't have no cowards or wimps in his army. He wants strong soldiers. And yes, we're gonna hurt. I'm not going to say we're not going to hurt. I'm not saying that we're not going to be offended. But sometimes we got to leave the offense at the altar and overlook it or pray about it or do what the Bible says. Go to your brother and make it right. Because an offense, what can cause discord is an offense, and it can fester.
Mm-hmm.
That does not tend to. It can fester and cause issues, cause you to have an infection. And some of us have an infection in the spirit. Come on now. Some of us got an infection that we need Jesus. We need some Jesus juice because we're so sensitive. And when you're so sensitive, everything offends.
Yeah, everything. And the one who we really need to be sensitive to is the Holy Spirit. Because that's who we need to be sensitive to. And so sometimes we get caught up in, you know, our emotions. And, you know, we can't do that because, number one, our emotions are crazy. They're all over the place sometimes. And if we're offended every time somebody says something to us or somebody stepped on my toe or they bumped up to me and I had on a new dress, blah, 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 all this craziness, you know. And, you know, I think I made a post the other day and I said something about, you know, if people never apologize to you, you can't hold on to that. And that was a lesson for me that I learned last year. You know, you have to let that stuff go. But we can tell ourselves, you know, how mature we are in the Lord, how we react and we respond to different things. And so sometimes the enemy sends things our way to, well, you know, not sometimes, but that's what he does. He sends things our way to cause things like that to happen, you know, and he uses whomever he chooses to use, whoever is open to his tactics. And so when we get offended and we don't handle that and we don't allow God to handle that, you know, it's like a bump. It keeps going and growing and growing, like you said, you know, and it festers until it gets to a head, and then it explodes. But when it explodes, it doesn't just explode to that one person that offended us. Everyone who's surrounded with us and who is connected to us is affected by that as well, because our ministry begins to become affected by it, because we're carrying heaviness in us. You know, we're carrying discord in us. We're carrying that spirit of offense. And so as soon as someone says, mention that name or that day or that time, you know, our emotions take over. I remember this and I remember that, you know, that lets us know right there that we have not given it over to God and we're still holding on to us. There's no way that we can continue on and do the things of God with those things harboring in our hearts. And no matter what we do, regardless of what we do, regardless of what we go through, we have to get over it because it always comes back to souls. You know, and I talk about that every time we talk because that's what it comes back to. It comes back to souls. Our assignment is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, not share what we're going through emotionally because that stuff spills over. And instead of one becomes healing through our testimony, they become, you know, tainted with what we're dealing with because we've spilled everything over to them that we're dealing with emotionally. We're not moving in the spirit of God. We're moving through our emotions. And so instead of us, you know, helping to raise an army, a generation of those who are sensitive to the spirit, we're raising a generation of army of those who are sensitive to emotions.
Amen. I want to say this too, lovely. Check this out. The Lord ministered to me this morning. Me and him was having a conversation. And he would say, you know, Antoine, look here. Everybody is saying Happy New Year. And it's awesome. It is a change of season. A change of a new year has emerged. But if we are still taking the stinking, nasty attitude from 2014 into 2015, the year has changed, but we have not.
Right.
What brings discord also is past pain and past hurt.
Right.
He showed me some things. Girl, let me tell you. The Lord is good. Can I tell you the Lord is good?
He is. You go and tell it. He is.
Hallelujah. You good, God. You're so good, and I love staying stuck with the Spirit, and that's what unity is going to come when we stay in step with the Spirit. But check this. The Lord said to me, he said, you know what happens, daughter? When people are hurt, so he was preparing me for this lesson. Anyhow, people are hurt. They build barriers and walls.
Mm-hmm.
When you get hurt, and you build walls, nothing can go in and nothing can come out.
Nothing can come out. That's right.
With all your mouth that you love people, but if you have a barrier and you're surrounding your heart with a barrier, with a wall, you can't give out love and you can't receive love. You're just going through an emotional fast.
Mm-hmm.
So what does is not permitting you to love your sister, love your brother. You are shutting them out. You're very careful. You know what? I was hurt before, so I'm careful now. So you're always looking to be hurt. You're always on the end of the suspicion. Am I going to get hurt?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we can enter into a new year, but if we still come in with the same attitude and with the same pain and with the same barrier, there's no unity. We can say Happy New Year all we want. We're just going to be a sad person that was in 2014 and a sad person that's in 2015. That's it. A new year, same person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's awesome to welcome new things for a new year. Oh, my goodness, it's awesome. But they got to be a new you. I heard Apostle Johnson said that there has to be a new you. You have to be renewed within yourself. Traveling from one year to another does not change who you are, and it causes division in the body of Christ when we hold on to past pain, past hurt, and talk about Happy New Year. Happy New what? There should be a Happy New You.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. It's time for a change. It's time for us as a body to shake the devil off, shake off the past and the pain of the past. Don't just talk it, because you know what? I can talk a good game and say, oh, you can ask me how I'm doing, and I can say, girl, I'm feeling okay, I'm feeling good, and I'm dying in the inside. We can talk a good game, but listen, the truth, God knows, but their heart is not with it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get our heart and our minds lined up with the will of God. We got to get rid of the things that holds us back, the sin that so easily besets us, so that we can be effective, so that we can be powerful and in strength and in unity. One person can make a big difference.
Amen.
And you know something, lovey? There's people that don't talk for years, and they're silent for a whole year. A year, 2 years, but one conversation of I'm sorry, one conversation that is me, I need change, one conversation to say I don't care who it is, but let's reunite and get rid of this mess and junk can change the course of people's life. Hallelujah.
Right.
One, I love you can change the course of people's life. One, I'm texting somebody and checking on somebody can change a course of somebody's life. We got to get rid of the foolishness and cleave to love and cleave to, you know what? I'm going to be the bigger person. Sometimes why should I be the bigger person? You're the bigger person. You're the helpful person.
Yeah, we got to love.
It's about walking in the agape love. Come on now. The agape love has no boundaries. The agape love has no limits. Why it has to be you that has to submit? Because you have been chosen by God to walk in the agape love. Jesus, God, our Father forgives us over and over again. We can act like fools over and over. He forgives us over and over again. We need to forgive each other over and over again. Embrace each other over and over again. How many times did you forgive your brother? 70 times 70 a day.
Right.
But we don't pride won't let us do that. Pride also can cause discord. God is just giving me things that can cause discord in the body of Christ. When you are so prideful that you can't say sorry. I love people who flow in the agape love, not only for their family, but those outside their family. Come on now, because anybody can love their family. But it takes a a person that's truly rooted and grounded in God to love their enemies and love those people that they don't know, people that they're going through, all because they're abiding in God and his love.
Right. That's true.
You understand what I'm saying? It's time for us to stop having a mentality, "Ooh, it's me. Ooh, it's me." Some people ain't gonna like me. It's okay, because this is who God created me, like a T.I. is. And you know what?
Right.
There's freedom and truth and liberation when we walk in the truth. You know, sometimes I can say I'm all right and I'm not all right. I'm hurting. I'm crying, and someone sent me a text, and there it is for me to say I'm hurting. But you know what? Pride does not want you to say I'm hurting, or I don't want them to look at me a different way. Come on now, we all hurt.
Yeah,
all go through.
Right.
And you know what? And we gotta be sympathetic to those who are going through. We're not saying that we gonna treat them like babies, because they ain't happening here. But at least comfort them, give them word, and build them up. And if they're wrong area of their lives, bring correction through the word of God and through love.
Right.
Time for us to be unified as a body of Christ. It really is. It's time for us to stop looking at each other's faults and trying to find fault and look at this, or look how she's doing this, or how she's doing that. Pray. Pray. We all said prayer changes things. God, I see my sister. Lord, I see my brother. Oh, God, I pray that you'll bring, Lord God, change to their life. I pray that you'll open up their blind eyes where they do not see. Open up their deaf ears where they're not in tune to your spirit. That's where we should be at. Not
Amen.
Always criticize. I just criticize, and think they're cute. But it's not cute to always find fault in your brother or your sister.
Right.
Take the gleam out of your eyes, because if you're a fault finder, you got issues. You got a disease called criticism, judgmentalness, that you need deliverance. If you find yourself always nitpicking at everything and looking for faults in others, you have issues. And that will stop unity from flowing. That will stop love from flowing. Me saying to you, "I love you," don't mean dilly squat. It is not coming from a pure heart.
Right. Your heart has to be pure. Yes. Yes.
Go ahead, baby.
That's true. That's true. That is true. You know, basically, I think what it is, no, not I think. I believe if we as a whole, as a people, would stop thinking about what we're going through. And when I say stop thinking about, I'm not saying, you know, it's not something that we have to face. But I believe if we was to look at another person's situation and what they're going through, we won't spend so much time on ourselves, pity party, because that's what happens. When we start focusing on what it is, oh, this is not right and this is not right and I'm going through this and I'm going through that. And before you know it, it ends up a pity party instead of a prayer. You know, and then it takes away from what it is that God wants to do, to use us with our situation to help someone else through theirs. And what I find is that the more, regardless of what we go through, the more we begin to do, you know, what God tells us to do. Because what I see is that whenever I'm going through something, God always sends somebody my way who's going through someone else, going through something even more. And he reminds me, you know, that there's always someone else that's doing a whole lot worse than we are, you know. And so when we start encouraging other people through their situation, some of us are so caught up in ourselves that we don't realize that we're being delivered while that person is being delivered as well. And so therefore, we're being unified together as one, because we're worshiping the same God. We're receiving the same healing from our same Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so the unity is there because we're supporting each other. We're encouraging each other. You know, instead of always asking someone to pray for me, "Can you pray for me?" Well, hey, can you pray for me? You know, can we pray together? You know, and it's nothing wrong with that, because I believe prayer changes things. It really does change things. And when we come together on one accord in agreement with each other with the prayers, oh, my God, it's the heavens are open. And God is limitless, as we were talking about, and he begins to pour out those blessings. He begins to pour out those blessings of healing and deliverance, because we're coming together. You know, we just cannot simply automatically assume that everyone that we ask to pray for us is really praying. That's just bottom line. Because everybody is not praying the same prayer. You know, you may be praying for a breakthrough, and that person that you really think is praying for you may just be praying that that breakthrough for you never comes. I mean, that's just real. The devil is a liar. That's right. And so we have to be, when the Lord says, you know, send someone our way for them to pray for us, we really have to be in tune with the Spirit of God. Most of the time, sometimes we, you know, want to go to our best friend. Pray for me. Pray for me. You know, and God may be telling you to go to someone who's trying to connect. You know, we may have a little relationship going, but he wants us to connect even more. And
Amen.
So that's how the body of Christ, it grows, because God begins to use one warrior to encourage another warrior. And then those two Amen. Warriors start encouraging another warrior. Before you know it, we have a whole army
Amen.
Of praying folks who are on one accord, who are on the same page, who are working and who are operating with the spirit of excellence and unity, and we're hearing clearly what the Lord is saying, and we're working together and not against each other. But we have to take our minds off of ourselves and what we're going through all the time, because, again, it does cause us a pity party. We can't have
Amen.
No pity parties. We can't have no punks in this new season. We have got to keep it real. We have got to be strong in the Lord, because there's someone else who is dealing with much more than what we are dealing with. We have to keep that spirit of unity going, flowing with each other and not flowing against each other. That's the difference.
Amen.
If we're flowing with each other under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, not of the anointing of ourselves, but if we are flowing with each other under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the deliverance will be taking place in the people of God. And then the people on the outside will want to come in because they see a spirit of unity. People of the world don't want to come to somewhere where there's a lot of discord, because they feel like they might as well stay out there and be just as happy. That's not what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
At all. That goes against everything that God speaks about. And
Amen.
So if we can't show love to each other, how can we show love, and how can we show that we're together, you know, in this thing, in this walk with Christ to the world, if we can't show it to each other?
I'm still in agreement with that. And I just want to interject, and the Lord was just showing me and reminding me, what you said is all about promoting and pushing each other and praying for each other. And don't always rely on your best friend to pray for you, but sometimes stay in step with the Spirit and allow the Spirit to show you or direct you in who to pray for you, because that can bring build a bond between the two of you. Awesome. The Lord said to me now, lovely, he was saying to me to remember there was this young man in my life, and he was trying to get with me years ago. And he used to always tell me, you know, your anointing and my anointing, this is what he told me and really blew my mind. He said to me, my anointing is going to make me money.
Mm.
I said, excuse me? He said his anointing was going to make him money. And it's sad to say, it's very sad to say that there's people who uses the gifts to make money.
Mm-hmm.
But our gift, our talent is to help each other and to build the kingdom. When
That's
he
right.
said that turned me off to the teeth, because ain't no way God has anointed us just that we can make money for ourselves. And the Lord was, I'm going to share some of the things that I have. The purpose of our gifts is to build up the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can grow in maturity, possessing unity of the faith, having the knowledge of the Son of God. Come on now. We cannot be tossed to and fro throughout our ministry or our church. So the gift is to set things in order, to teach people how to flow in the Spirit, to teach people things that they don't know biblically, to show people and model Christ. Our gift is to build up the body of Christ, not to be used for our own endeavor. And how discord comes is that people in ministry begin to think that their anointing is to make them great. Your anointing is not to make you great. Your anointing is to bring glory to God and to build your sisters and brothers in Christ. Our gift is to edify and build the body. Our gift is to help the young ones that's through and fall with different ideas or different opinions, teach them truth. And when we
That's
begin
right.
to think that it's about us, there's discord. We
I heard.
Go ahead,
Kingdom minded. That's right. When you were talking and you were talking about the money, listen, the Holy Spirit said, tell my people to stop prostituting my gift. Stop prostituting my anointing. That's what the Holy Spirit just said. Because that's what it is. We are prostituting those who are using the gifts just to make money, and it's not really, you know, in going in with what God is, you know, telling us to do. We're using it just to make money. You know, that's prostitution. He said, stop prostituting my gifts. My people need to stop prostituting their anointing, because their anointing is not for them. The gift is not for them.
It's for the building of the church. The building of the
body. It's for the building of the body. It's for the building of the church. That's exactly what it is. And when we start taking credit for our anointing, when we start taking credit for the gift, then we're basically saying we don't need God for anything. Well, without God, there is no anointing. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no anointing. There is no gift. And so we have to really be careful about that.
And you know what we say, sis? This is what we say. Some people, and I hear it, and I'm just speaking what I heard and what I dealt with. I've been around for a while. I'm no spring chicken, okay? I've been around for a minute. I have grown kids. I got grandbabies. I hear people say, my is more anointed than your pastor. My anointed is greater than your anointing. I want to ask somebody. Somebody help me somewhere. What is greater than the anointing? And the anointing is belong to God. He's just anointed us to do his work. What is greater than the anointing? If you have an anointing, it's just great. It's not greater. It's we are anointed. And God, and it's God's anointed. And he's so awesome that he shares it with us. He gives us gifts to the anointed to build each other up, to just edify the body. I'm grateful that God chose me. We have to have a heart full of gratitude that God even called our name and called us by name.
Right.
I was a nobody and still a nobody without Christ. But we all into ourselves, my anointing, my husband is greater than, has a greater anointing than her husband. My this have a great, what the spirit is this about? That's how people, when you begin to speak that in the atmosphere, make other people feel small, maybe there's none greater than the anointing. There's no greater than the anointing. And when we are anointed, listen, it's none greater.
Right.
God
right.
uses everybody. Today, and we must not tear each other down by bragging and boasting about whose anointing is greater. It is not yours in the first place. You should boast in our God. We should have a braggadocious day about our God. When things happen, give God the glory, and not give God the glory because you people are around you and you're saying, "Oh, to God be the glory." Because some of us say, God to be God in the glory, but smiling before ourselves that we can do great things. What did Jesus say to the disciples? Come on now, when they were prideful that they could cast out demons and the demons listened to him. He said, listen, it's not about that.
Yeah.
It is that your name is written in the Lamb book of life.
That's right.
That's what
right.
we should strive for. That's what we should live for, to bring unity, to love each other, to support each other, so that each person's name can be written. Come on now. It's not,
that's right.
Oh, my man, my brother is so anointed and more anointed than that dude right there. What the spirit is that about? A bunch of foolishness. We have to be on one accord. Everybody has an anointing is great in the Lord. And they're great because God is in them. Because it says, great is he that's in the world. And who is greater in us? Who is the greater one? The Holy Ghost. He gets the credit. He gets the prop. I am just a player. Okay?
Right.
God gave me one example to keep me on the narrow road when I first started out. He said, I'm going to use you. But I want you to check this out. I want you to understand what I'm saying to you. I don't want you to get prideful. Listen, he showed me a piano. And he says, you are a piano. and the Holy Ghost is the player. And without the Holy Ghost playing, that piano is useless.
Right, right.
So without the Holy Ghost, we're useless. We're just a bunch of clay. So we need to give God his props. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the honor. He chose me. He called me by name. Come on. He called me before my mother even think of or perceiving that she was going to have a daughter. I just believe that we should have a heart full of gratitude because God chose us. And we should feel honored. And we should cherish him and respect the call and use the gifts to bring him glory. Don't use the gifts to pimp people on Facebook and talk about, I got a good prophecy. I get so much inboxes. I got a prophecy for you. And then they ask me for money.
For money, yeah. Yeah. They got to move around with that, yeah.
Right. Come with me thinking that you're anointed and you're so anointed and my anointing can fit with your anointing and we can make a good ministry, you and my wife. The devil is a liar.
Right.
I'm your wife. If God didn't show up and tell me first, don't use your anointing to pick people to get money. To use and abuse God's people. God is not pleased with that. It's time to come up and out of that mess. And guess what? A man reaps what he sows. We got to be careful what we sow. Because when it hits us, it's not going to hit us pretty. We're going to get double. We're going to get double for our trouble. You're going to get double for causing trouble.
Right. That's right. And we will reap what we sow. When you sow good, you reap good. When you sow bad, you reap bad. So whatever we reap, that's what we sow. And as people of God, especially in the place of leadership, we can't mess around with that, you know, because number one, you know, we're really going against God when we do that. We are rebellious people. When we go against God and use his anointing that he's given us for our glory, we are going against everything that God stands for. That anointing is not for us. I've seen, you know, it doesn't matter how well we can operate in the gift. You know, we can sing to the top of the mountain. We can preach the house down. But if our spirit is jacked up, if our heart isn't clean, if we stand in awe with our, if we stand against our brothers or our sisters, we're speaking against them. It doesn't matter how well we do that. Our gift then becomes a talent, and there's a difference. There's
Amen.
A difference between the gift and the talent.
So basically, we should use our gifts and our talent to love, encourage and build our brothers through their mess or to another level. And
right.
I love this scripture in Luke 22 when Jesus told, and I say it all the time because it's so significant to the body of Christ. It's so significant when Jesus told Simon Peter, Simon, Satan desire to sift you unto wheat. But I'm praying that your faith, see, this is such, this word is so powerful. I'm praying that your faith will not fail you.
Right.
My God. And when you have overcome, strengthen your brother.
Yeah.
When I look at the scripture, it's just so powerful. How God gave him the warning. And how Jesus said, I am praying. And that's what we should do. And we pray for one another that our faith will not fail when we are going through trials and tribulations and encourage each other. Brother, I'm praying for you. And I pray that when you come through this, that you will help somebody else pass it on.
Yes.
Person that's going through the same issue as you are, a different issue. Pray that their faith won't fail them. Pray them through their mess. Encourage them through the mess or through the next level. It don't always have to be mess because you know what? We all don't fall short like that. We all got issues. Sometimes we're going through for righteousness. And even if we're going through for mess, God is still able.
Yes, he is.
So that statement right there is all about kingdom. That scripture right there is so beautiful. And if we embrace it, we recognize that we have an adversary. We have someone that desired to sift us unto wheat. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. But the love of God, Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father.
seeking.
Seeking for each other.
For each other.
Building
yes.
Listen and pray. I hope that my sister Allison don't fail. I pray, God, that you bring her out. And I pray that when she comes out, you'll strengthen somebody else. That's unity.
Yes.
That's love. That's building. That's encouraging. But some of us will pray that our brothers fail because we want to look good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We want their position or to get them out the way. Or there's evil spirits that if we are open can use someone that says they love you. I know. I've been there and done that. Anybody that's open to the enemy can be used. Don't ever say that the enemy can't use you. Because if you're open to the enemy, if you're open wounds where you're hurting and where you feel offended, that enemy can speak to your mind. And when you sit down and have an agreement with him, two can't walk unless they agree. So when you say the devil say, that means that you agree with what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So the enemy cannot come in and sit down with you and convince you unless you agree. So when you stand in agreement against your brother or sister about a particular thing in their lives, you're bringing discord. Do not agree with the enemy when it comes to your brother.
Amen.
And stop. We need to stop using suspicion and use discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Suspicion. I'm not sure, but I really think that out with that man. Stay in step with the spirit. Have that relationship with God so you can discern something about your sister or brother and know not to slander them, not to put them out there, but to pray that their faith will not fail them if they're going through this test. Bring them through this test, God. Encourage their heart, God. Lord God, I pray that they'll know that I'm praying for them. I pray that they know that you are praying for them, Lord Jesus. We should always be about the kingdom and bring our brothers through, or praying them through, or encourage them through. That's unity. Being
that's
on one
unity.
Court. Having the same mindset as Jesus. He ate the will of the Father. We need to have some dinners of eating the will.
Right.
Go ahead, lovely. Go ahead.
Right. That spirit of paranoia, it cripples a person because you're always suspicious about something. And so, you know, it's like an addict. You know, you get so high to the point of you're paranoid. There's some people who've been there and done that, you know what I mean? You get to that point. You're so high on paranoia that you think somebody's after you and nobody's really there. You know, you're having conversations with, you know, with mess, you know, just to deter you the wrong way. The times that we're living in, we see things happening all across the world. Now is the time for us to come together as one and not just talk about it, but be about it. You know, we can talk about doing all these great things, but our actions speak for everything. That's
Amen.
What happens, our actions, because our actions are seen. You know, when we speak about doing certain things, it sounds good, it sounds great, you know, but when it comes to time to put our actions to work, you know, can we back up what we say? You know, can I undergird you? Yeah, you know, someone say, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to be there for you. You know, I'm going to look out for you, you know. Yeah, but then when the time comes, you know, who's there? Is that same person who really said they were going to be there? They're not there. And so we really do need to get together and come together on one accord so that we can all move in sync with God, not move ahead of him, not move behind him, but move in sync with God as the body of Christ so that we can, you know, become stronger so that we can reach the people. We can reach the people who are not saved. And some of us that are saved, you know, we need to get it together because our flesh needs to die every day so that we won't think everything is always about us. You know, we're not just praying for me and mine. We're praying for others. We're praying for other nations. We're praying for people who are without homes. And we're blessed. We're a blessed people. Some people are living out on the streets in this cold weather. And instead of us coming together, hey, you know, if one person drops, if the Lord drops it in your spirit, hey, grab this person and have them, y'all, pray for the homeless, you know. That's one accord. We're praying on one accord. We're coming together as the body of Christ. We're praying together for the homeless. We're coming together with the spirit of unity. When God hears those prayers, he honors those prayers, especially when we're doing it on one accord. We're not praying against each other, you know, for a particular thing, but we're praying together. We're praying in the spirit of unity. God honors
Amen.
That.
Somebody wants to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, because the time is getting saved. Somebody wants to say something. Will you finish? Because Keisha told me that wait for a minute to
yes.
finish. But I thought you would
uh-huh.
end it right there. Were
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. All right. Hello, Paula. Can you say
Hello,
your name?
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, this
Hi.
Is Sophia.
Hi.
Hi. How y'all doing? Hey. I was just thinking about how, you know, We covered so many different topics while we were talking, and I was listening while you guys were talking. And a lot of people, like Apostle said, want to know, why do I have to be the bigger person, or why do I have to do this, and why do I have to do that? But what we should remember as Christians, that according to 2 Corinthians 3:3, we are the walking written word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why mm-hmm. we have to be the better person. That's why we have to forgive. That's why we can't prophesy and prophesy. Everything has to be because we are the written word of God. So when you're on your job and you're always, you know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, pray that God give me a better job. Pray that God give me a better paying job. Well, have anybody read Jesus in you on that job?
Right, mm-hmm. right.
That's what we have to realize that. You know, and the Bible also says that we are read by all men. It didn't say some men. We
mm-hmm.
are written word of God read by all men. So what are mm-hmm. people reading? And we want them to come to Jesus Christ, but we know that Jesus is the word. So are they reading Jesus when we present
right.
ourselves to them?
Right. Amen.
And that's what we must remember in all situations. We are the written word of God. So if we are Christians but we're lying, then the outside of the word of God is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
If we mm-hmm. as Christians, if we are prostituting, as she said, the gift, then to the outside world, the word of God is a prostitute.
Right.
So
wow.
what we have to realize is that we are the written word of God. Well, what are we representing as the written word of God? Are we
right.
representing truth, which is the word? Amen.
Right. Amen.
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 I like that. I love that.
Amen.
Were you holding something wrong? Because I was waiting on you to say something, and I didn't realize that you wanted to say something. Sorry, sweetheart. But that was powerful.
Amen.
Amen.
No, I was just sitting riding in the car, and my husband and I have you on the car speaker, so we're just listening.
How's he
Amen.
Doing?
That?
How's my husband? He's doing great. She said, hi. He said, hello. He's doing great. He's over there driving, but this is a good topic. And even when the sister was talking about pity, I had posted yesterday, I think it was, that the root word of pity is pit. And if
mm-hmm.
you're in a pity party and I get in the pit with you, who's going
right.
to pull us out?
Amen.
Who is going to pull us out? So in
That's
this
right.
season, you know, as I said, I have a heart and a love for all people. God knows I do, all genders, regardless of your race or your, you know, anything. I love people. But in this season, if you are at a place where you should be in Christ doing what you should be and you're not, in this season, I'm not going to stroke back. So I'm not going to hold
Thank
hands.
You.
Amen.
Thank
I'm not going to have pity parties. I'm not going to do any of that. What I'm going to do is push you into the things of God, because that's what
yes.
love does also.
That's
love
right.
pushes
that's
you
right.
into the things of God. Not that right. I don't love you. I do, and some of it may mean I have to correct. If you have to correct,
mm-hmm.
if you have to rebuke, that's love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what
mm-hmm.
we also must realize that if a person has been abused, what we got to realize is you have to pull back that layer first with the love. You have to
mm-hmm.
cover them with love before you can correct, because
mm-hmm.
no matter where that place of correction comes from, it will always be abuse to a person that's
mm-hmm.
been abused.
That's been abused. Amen.
Amen.
That's
so
right.
what we have
that's
to do
right.
is love them and get their trust, and then you can correct. You can't just come off the bat correcting people.
Right, right.
But we have to do it all in love.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you have to discern and allow the Holy Spirit to direct you in how to deal with particular individuals, because everybody's
exactly.
not the same. Everybody's
right.
not the same.
That's true.
I keep,
that is so
I keep
true.
Telling this apostle that you can't talk to me like you talk to that person. You ain't. I'm the one.
Right.
So you need to just discern how to deal with individuals. You know, when Jesus went to Peter, he ain't all, Peter, man, you going to do this to me? He went and told Peter, Simon. And he said it three times, so you know he was coming in love.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And see, when we come to correct a person, if a person has been abused by their mother, just you know, giving an example, if a person has been abused by their mother all their life, and then you come correcting, then they're not going to look at you like, oh, she loved me so much, she corrected me. No, it's going to take that person back to how their parent treated them.
How their parent treated them, that's right.
So that's,
and they're
going
to feel like that's
to,
their mother. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why we got to know how to present and who to present it to and in which way do we have to. That's why we have to have the Holy Spirit to tell you, okay, this is the time to say this, when to say it, where to say it, and how to say it.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the Holy Spirit. I love the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. He is such a gentleman.
Yes. Yes.
Not the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen. Awesome. Awesome.
Amen.
Anything else, sis, that you want to add? You or your husband?
No, my husband's driving, and I don't usually put him on the spot. So he's driving, okay. And when he wants to say something, I think he'll say, all right, I got something to say.
Amen.
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 But we're going to go back to listening. God bless you all. We love you all. Thank you so much for allowing me to put
God
my input
you.
In.
Thank you. Amen.
Love you, Evangelist.
Yeah,
Amen.
Love you.
Love you, Evangelist.
Love you.
Love you. You're welcome anytime. Amen. Praise God. God is so good, and I thank God for my sis. I love her.
Yes, yes. She's bless such an awesome woman of God. Yes.
Yeah. I praise God for connecting us. Glory be to God. And as my sis just said, that we can't just approach a person rough who has been abused. It
right.
has to come soft and get that person, gain that person's trust, and not to say gain their trust just to rebuke them, but to let them know I'm here for you. We are body.
Right.
We sisters, right. We brothers in Christ. Come on, we're here for one another to build each other, and that's what we should.
Right.
We got to get back to that because you know the church is going to experience some things, and that we need to come together as one. And we know that we have an enemy, an adversary, and we cannot fight against each other. See, a house that fights against itself will not stand.
It cannot stand. No, it cannot. Really.
It really
cannot. Yeah. I remember when my kids were, my children are grown, and I've always raised them, you know, we are together in this. I don't care, regardless. We are together in this, whatever it is we were going through, we are together. We are one. We are together. And if one had a fallout with the other, you could believe they were not going outside. They were not going to watch TV. They were going to sit there with each other until they got that thing right. And so now that they are grown, they, you know, even when they, you know, they might have been, you know, something might have happened and somebody didn't pick them up on time or whatever the case may be, you know what I mean? And I can tell that something is going on, and y'all get it right. And they grow. And my kids, they respect me to the point, you know, they respect each other. They remember how they were raised, and they get that thing together. We have to stay, we are a family, and that's the same way with the body of Christ. We are a family. We have to remember that, and we have to stick together as one. Our Father, God, our Father, He said that we are to be in a spirit of unity. We are to share His love. There's no way we can love Him if we do not genuinely love each other. And just real quick, when our minister were talking about, and you mentioned it too, about ministering to those who, you know, may have been abused, you know, we really have to be sensitive to that. And I believe that's why the Lord called me to do the things that He do, because I've experienced that. And that's one of the things that the Lord always gives me a heart for, is those who have been through those situations, because I was that type of person. If you try to tell me something, you know what I mean, and I was going through that situation, you know, of healing and being delivered of the pain and the hurt, when people would tell me what to do, you know, I always felt like, you know, that especially a man, you know, I automatically would feel as though that they were being dominant. They could have been saying it in the most kindest way ever, but I automatically felt that it was dominant, you know, because I wasn't there yet. And so now when I have the opportunity to minister, you know, to those who have been hurt, especially abused, you know, in any kind of form or fashion, I'm very sensitive to that. And the spirit of discernment, it just automatically takes over, because we have to teach them that we love them, as Minister was saying, peeling back those layers, you know, showing them love. That's unity. Again, we're teaching them that we're loving them in spite of where they're going through, what they've gone through, where they've been. You know, we're undergirding them. We're supporting them. And again, you know, when that person becomes healed and delivered, oh, my gosh, and they go and share that with somebody else, and then they go to share with somebody else. And before you know it, we have a mass of saved souls, you know, for the kingdom of God. And so our assignment becomes, you know, we're on assignment. When souls start coming in, we're building each other up and encouraging each other, and more souls are coming in. You know, that's Jesus is a lover of souls, and we have to also be a lover of souls. But we cannot do that without that spirit of unity. There's no way we can do that.
Amen. 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 Awesome. And I pray that this talk, you know, let's talk real talk, open somebody's eyes, or to encourage someone, to build someone. And if there's any issue that's going on where they feel like, oh, my goodness, that they touch a spot in my life, I pray that God would just move on their behalf and just bring them up and out. And both my sisters were speaking about having a pity party. And the minister said, you know, we both can't be in the pit together, so forget it. So we need each other to build each other, to encourage each other, to love each other, but not to fall for the pity party stuff. I call it the pity party mentality, because there's some people that just like to just feel people to feel pity for them. I'm not the one. I love you through anything, and I'll be there for you sincerely. But I'm going to give you word, and that's also about building up each other. It's just give word out of love. Encourage you to move forward and not stay where you at. God loves us enough not to allow us to stay where we at. So we got to remember to not tear down each other, build each other up, love each other, push each other forward, be unified in one body, pray for one another sincerely. And you know, a lot of people say, pray for me. And when you have commit to pray for somebody, pray for them. Just don't say, I'm going to pray for you. Because I remember back in the day, I used to do that, and I apologize because I used to do that, and now I know that that's not right. And years now, God spoke to me and said, just did that person say to pray for them? When a person asks you to pray for them, they expect you to pray for them. So remember, don't be selfish and self-centered, but be godly-centered, people-centered. And when you're people-centered and you're about people's souls, you're about God's business. So today, let's get unified, just love on each other, encourage each other, not go in the pity party with you, but to pull you out the pity party mentality and to lift you up. It's all about love. It's all about the agape love. It's all about loving each other. It's all about walking on loving people unconditionally. No matter what you do to me, I still gonna love you. No matter what you say, I still will love you. Even if I have to love you from a distance, I'll be praying for you, but I still love you. Amen?
I love you, Amen.
So if anybody on the line wants to say anything, this is the time. We've got a few more minutes, or we'll just pray, have lovey pray. But before we end out, I hope that someone got something from this, and I pray that if you're in the Boston area, you'll join me at Unstoppable Kingdoms at it's Washington Street. Sorry, babe. Washington Street, Dorchester. We have Sunday school at 1. We have service at 2. And then on Sunday morning at 10:30, I have a show called What Does God Say on 13:30 a.m. That's my show, What Does God Say? I have different guests on there sometimes. And now I'm trying to get this show to go on there, so that people can hear us on Sunday morning. Praise God. Amen. That's it. If that be it, anybody press want to say anything, okay? I love you all. Thank you. We have a lot of people on the line tonight. We really appreciate you listening. I appreciate you, and I pray that you could inbox me or say something, that you got something from the show.
even Inbox Lovely, if she's the she's the reason why you're on here, just to encourage us. Amen?
Amen. Amen. We all need that. Amen.
We love from you.
We love it.
Amen. It's Amen. Your turn, Lovely.
Okay. If we never want to close out our broadcast without offering Christ. And so if there's anyone on the line who has not accepted the Lord Jesus Savior, as their as the head of their life, we want to offer you that opportunity now and pray with you. If there's anyone on the line who has fallen short, who feels like that they kind of wavered a little bit and they want to, you know, just come on back into the body of Christ, we also want to pray with you as well. And then, as Lovey said, you can inbox us or Facebook us your information, and we'll continue to pray for you and, you know, and just kind of help you, give you some direction, because we don't want to just come on and talk to you and then just leave you hanging. That's not what we do. And so, you know, if that's someone on the line, please feel free. Don't shy away. You know, we want to be there for you to help you, bring you to the place that God wants you to be. Again, we thank you for joining us, and now we're going to go ahead and pray. Father, we just we bless your name, God. Lord, we just said thank you for loving us, Jesus, and we love you, Lord. Thank you for loving us agape style. Thank you for loving us genuinely, Lord. Thank you for your gift of the precious Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being with us. We thank you for listening over the airways. We thank you for keeping things clear. We thank you for your presence. Yeah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace. We thank you for being our Jehovah Gabor. We thank you, Lord God, because you are our Jehovah Tishkenu. Father, we thank you because you are so merciful to us, Lord God. We can't do nothing without you, Lord God. It is in you that we live, we move, and we have our being. And we thank you that when the adversary tries to come up against us, that we are reminded that greater is you, Father God, than we, Father. We just thank you, Lord God, than greater is he in me than he that is in the world. So we thank you, Father God, for your grace. We thank you for your protecting hand, Lord God. We thank you for the word that went forth today. Father God, we just magnify your name. We glorify your name. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you for every person that is on the line tonight, God. And I pray in the name of Jesus, our Christ, our Savior, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you cover their minds, that you cover their hearts, Lord God. If there's a breach in the spirit of unity, Father God, we call it to come together right now in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone on the line who have left their place of worship because of hurt, harm, Father God, forgive us as leaders, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for not reaching out to your people. Forgive us, Lord God, for just taking them for granted. Forgive us, Lord God, for just preaching to one side and not preaching to the next. Forgive us, Lord God, for not checking up on them. Forgive us, Lord God, for not falling on our face and laying prostrate before you, praying for them, Father God. Forgive us, Lord God, and we have to say forgive us because we are one. We are unity. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you forgive us as leaders, Father God, for doing the things, for not doing the things that you have told us to do as one. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that as we leave this line tonight, we believe, Father, by faith, that someone's heart was touched tonight, Father. We believe by faith that there was a healing that took place tonight, God. We believe by faith, Father God, that there's a deliverance that took place tonight, Father God, that there will be no more spirit of paranoia, that there will be no spirit of anxiety. Father, we believe by faith, Father God, that everything that you have sent forth tonight, Father God, that it landed on good soil, on fertile soil, Father God, and that as we leave tonight, Father God, that those who are here and receive the word will go out and share the word, Father God, and that as we begin to share the word, that they begin to multiply for the kingdom of God. Father, let us be always mindful that it is about the kingdom and that it is not about us. Father, forgive the people. Forgive us, Father God, for prostituting your gifts. Forgive us, God, for prostituting your anointing. Remind us, Father God, that it is not ours, Father God, but it is your anointing in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, when others come to thank us for doing the things that we do, let us be mindful, God, that when we say glory to God, Father God, it is just not something that we say and take it lightly, because it is glory to God. It's all glory to you, God. It's all honor to you, God, because you are the one who blessed us with those gifts. And so we dare not take it lightly, Father God. Father, I pray for every leader. I pray for the leader of our country. I pray for every nation. I pray for every government, every senator. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we walk into these end times, let us be mindful of what is happening around us. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, cover every home with your blood right now in the name of Jesus. Dispatch your angels for those who are driving and listening. We thank you for the time that they took out to join in with us, God. We thank you for the prayers that they've sent forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the healing that has taken place right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And as we go to our various places tomorrow to hear your word, let us not get pumped on the minister, or let us not get pumped on the praise and worship, and let us not get pumped, Father God, on the choir, but let us just hear what you have to say, Father, in the name of Jesus. So as we leave that place, Father God, we leave with your Holy Spirit, with that your glory will be shining over us, Father God. Let us be mindful, Father God, that this is not a show, Father God, living for you, Father God, but this is real life, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You are such an awesome God. There is none like you, Father. Oh, God, help us to live for you daily, Lord Jesus. And when we fall short, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you said that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, Father God, and that you will wipe us clean, Father, and that you will just renew us and restore us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that we are not a perfect people, Father God, but you are a perfect God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that every need is met. We thank you, Father God, that as every person lay to rest tonight, Father God, that you give them a good night's sleep, a sweet spirit of rest in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father. We bless you for the opportunity to serve, to be vessels, because that's what we are. We are only vessels, God. So we thank you for choosing us, God. We'll be mindful to never boast in that, Father, but to always boast in you, Jesus. We thank you, God. We glorify you for the souls that have gotten saved tonight. We thank you for those who have returned to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you plant them where you want them to be planted so that they may grow in their walk, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift up souls to you tonight, Father God. We lift up the prodigal sons and the prodigal daughters that they will return home, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And as they return home, Father God, let us open our arms with love, the love of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. We bless you. We honor you. We praise you, Father God. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we pray that God for all that you have given out, evangelist, tonight. We just pray that God would just touch you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah, and just be spoiled to you right now. Bless you real good in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you for joining us. We thank everyone that listened in. We thank you for Minister. We thank you, Minister Sophia. We appreciate you. I just want to say that from the depths of my heart, I appreciate you. I thank God for the connection. I love you, lovely. I appreciate you taking the time to just co-host with me. I just wanted to let you know that too. And I thank you,
thank
Pastor Keisha, for being on the computer. We praise God for you. And it's not
cool
to say. So good night, people.
Good night,
everyone.
We love y'all.
Thank you. You're okay.
Amen.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts.
Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill
this place.
but you're all consuming fire.